What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we will be interviewing me. I have a good friend and former guest on the podcast, Gordon Lahr, on to interview me today. So with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to my good buddy, Gordon. What's going on, my man?
Good. How's it going, Dr. Driscoll? Thanks for having me back on the show. This time it's a little different. I'm excited because usually you're asking me the questions. How's your knee? How's your shoulder? How's your back? Whatever. But now I get to roles are reversed. And I get to ask you some questions. So I'm excited.
The tables are turned. I'm nervous.
Yeah. Don't be.
No, I'm ready, man.
I'm going to dive right in. My first question, what's your favorite color? No, I'm kidding.
Green. I'm Irish.
I'm excited about this because I think you're the best guest yet on your own podcast. And I mean that because I know for me personally how seeing you is like kind of changed my life, literally, with like things even outside of, you know, just coming in for an adjustment, but like books you've had me read or intermittent fasting or just doing the foundation stretch, you know, in the shower every morning. It's like my life has literally changed because of it. So I'm excited to ask you some really good questions because I think it's important that your listeners can really understand like who you are and what you're all about. So I'll jump right in. My first question for you is, you know, who's Dr. Matt? Tell us your story and what inspired you to get into the health field.
Well, thanks, brother. I really appreciate those kind words. I love what I do. And this is cool that I can kind of share my story. I never even thought of doing this. And this was all your idea. So thank you for inspiring me to do this. And here we are. So Dr. Matt Driscoll, born and raised in Angola, New York, south of Buffalo, small town USA. I grew up in, so I got a brother and a sister. Family of five and a loving family. Played a lot of sports growing up, very active. My mom was always like the health nut of the family. So she was kind of the glue and kept us all very holistic, very alternative with her thinking and always about eating good foods, staying hydrated, just like the simple fundamentals of health. And that's really like carried with me my whole life. And that's kind of my mission statement is, you know, simplifying health and wellness for people. It doesn't have to be rocket science. Like, let's just get back to basics. And that's all my mom. And I had my mom on the podcast a while ago, and that was a really fun, like emotional chat. Like, I remember, I think we were both crying at the end. Like, it was like, it was really cool. But I love my mom.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Judy Driscoll. I love her. But yeah, Judy. Judy. But she also brought the family to the chiropractor. So she really inspired all of us to start going. I think my dad went first, bad back. Maybe my mom did with the neck injury or whatever. But then she just started like talking with the chiro. And he's like, yeah, this is good for the whole family. Like, why don't you bring your kids? And she did. And we would go all the time. I mean, that was my youth. Like once a month, we would go to the chiropractor as the whole family. We would just pile in the car and all get adjusted. And I remember the first chiropractor we saw, he was more like a pediatric chiro. So he would have this like rocking horse, like wooden table. It was a horse table. And I used to love it, man. I'm like, get me on the horse table, crack my neck, crack my back.
That's awesome.
So just a lot of good memories. We've switched to a couple different chiropractors over the years, but they were all great. And when people ask me in high school, what do you want to be when you grow up? I always loved my chiropractor and he loved what he did. He wore sneakers and shorts sometimes and just athletic gear to work every day. And he always had a smile on his face and used his hands to heal people. And that's what chiro means, hand in Greek. And that always resonated with me. I always loved that.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
I'm the peacemaker in my family. I'm the middle child. So I love helping people. I love sorting out problems and being the peacemaker. And yeah. that's what I do all day here. And I just get to help people and I get to use my hands naturally and holistically. And that's always stuck with me. Not that I'm against surgeries, drugs, injections, all those more invasive treatments, but I want to start with using my hands and being more alternative and natural. Let's start with that. And then we can go down those other paths if we need to. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. And then I went to St. John Fisher, met my wife there, my beautiful wife, Kirsten, shout out to her. And then I went to New York Chiropractic College, near your hometown in Waterloo.
Yeah.
Schools in Seneca Falls, so neighboring towns. And then we just became better friends. Yeah, we just became better friends when I was in school there. We stayed tight and I learned a lot through school. That really changed me. Grad school is intense. So you're just like living and breathing it. And it really gave me kind of a direction on like what philosophy, what I want to kind of practice with chiropractic. So there's a lot you can do out there. And I just wanted to work with like motivated, healthy, former athletes, current athletes, individuals.
Yeah.
So then I took a job.
I'm sorry. I'm jumping forward a little bit, but obviously you're a chiropractor. What type of chiropractor are you? I know every field has like a different avenue. But how would you describe yourself as a chiropractor and the type of chiropractor that you are?
Yeah. So I joined a practice in Pittsburgh that was a sports practice right out of school. And I always envisioned myself just working with athletes all the time. And that was great. I worked with a lot of younger athletes, college athletes, really high level athletes, a couple of pro athletes. So I'm not like titled a sports chiropractor. Like there's actually like diplomats in like extra training you have to do to get that credential. But I would say I'm more of a well-rounded, holistic sports chiropractor, where I just look at the whole body and I call it four pillars of health: movement, nutrition, sleep, breathing. So that's kind of what you're going to get with me. You're not just going to get looking at the spine. I treat a lot of extremities and I try to dig deeper, kind of like what you said. I give book recommendations. I give every patient so different and it's so tailored to their individual needs and where they're at in their life at that moment, at that day. That's kind of who I am. I wouldn't say I'm a sports chiropractor, but I do treat a lot of active, motivated people that want to get better.
I know with me coming to see you, it's funny because like I'll go to my primary care office. I don't even know who my doctor is there. I've never met him. And whenever I go there, I never leave feeling better. It's like, just take this or get a shot of that or whatever, which is, you know, that's fine. But when I come see you, you actually offer me something that I can apply to my life that will make me feel better and that I can, you know, use to improve at, you know, if it's a knee pain or whatever.
Life's about living and it's also about getting better and growing each day. And I don't know, I don't have all the answers and no doctor does. So I humbly come to work every day telling that to patients and trying to show that to patients. Like this is what I think is best for you right now. Like let's tackle that. Or I think you need to go see this doctor, or you need to get this image or try this, you know, and it's going to be different for every person. And that's where you got to wake up each day and be excited for that challenge. But also check yourself at the door and with your ego, because we're trying to get better each day.
Yeah. And you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what would you say your mission is as a doctor?
So first of all, I think my first answer was terrible because I was so long-winded. That kept going. I just realized I kept talking for like 5 minutes.
It was all about you. I think you made it really clear who you are. So that was awesome.
You're a natural because you brought me back. So thank you. That was good. So my mission, and this is for any business, right? You gotta sit down. Like, what are your core values? What is your vision? What is your mission? And I just went back to this preparing for this podcast. And I said it earlier, but you know, it's changed a lot over the years, but recently the last 6 months to the last year, it's simplifying the fundamentals of health and wellness. I really think that's my mission with every day with my practice. It's overwhelming out there, especially with the internet now and people self-diagnosing. And you know, I'm for that to a certain extent. Like it's good to go use your resources, but everyone's different. And some people get really anxious and go down that slippery slope where it's like, I always say, it's like you're trying to row across the Atlantic Ocean by yourself without a map, like not knowing where the heck you're going. So you just pick a route and you go, and then you realize, oh man, this is a completely wrong direction. So I'm worse now. So now I got to dial it back. And sometimes we got to undo some of those bad habits that you formed from trying to do it yourself. So I try to just simplify it and build a relationship with patients and empower them to, one, kind of keep them out of my office to a certain extent. I don't need to see people all the time. I don't want to see them all the time. I want to check in periodically, but let's empower you with these tools for your movement, for your nutrition, for your sleep, for your breathing, especially in sleep and breathing. I feel like we don't talk about them enough. And I mean, we do it every day, all day. We're breathing right now. And how are we breathing? You can impact your health drastically, your mental, emotional, and physical health by just changing a couple of ways on how you breathe. And that's going to impact your sleep too. And that's going to impact how you move and how you feel and what you put in your body. So that's kind of, in a nutshell, my mission, simplifying the fundamentals of health and wellness.
I love that. My grandfather said once, if you can't describe something on a chalkboard within 5 minutes, it's too complicated.
So true. It's true. It's overwhelming. I mean, there's too much info out there. And now everyone's so divided. It's just a nightmare.
What do you think are some of the common misconceptions that people might have, or maybe they're hesitant to see a chiropractor, or they don't think they need to? What do you think some of those common misconceptions might be?
I think the biggest one is, you know, once you start going, you got to go the rest of your life. And I don't know where that even started, but I mean, there's good chiropractors, there's bad chiropractors, there's good medical sales reps like yourself, there's bad ones. There's good orthos, there's bad orthos. Dentists, same thing, you know? So I think some people think it can be salesy, where you go in and you're sold this huge package, and, you know, people should be able to look through that right away, that first impression with a doctor. Like, do they genuinely care? Are they listening? You know, are they really listening, visit one, to my needs and what my goals are? And if they're not, you're probably not in the right place. And they're probably going to offer you a package that, I mean, how do you know you're going to be able to fix someone's neck in 36 visits versus two?
Right.
Like, I don't know. So I think that's a big misconception, that once you start going, you got to go the rest of your life. You know, I really disagree with that. I don't think you need to. Do I think it's wise to check in? Of course. I mean, do we tune up our car every 6 months or at least once a year? For sure. I mean, you're running Ironmans. You know, you're crazy.
I know, with me, like, I like to see you before I have issues.
Yeah.
Like I it's more proactive for me. Like, if there's something that's hurting, like, it's too late. Like, it's because I didn't come and see you that month before or something like that for me. But yeah.
So that's a big one. And again, I don't disagree with seeing people frequently, depending on their lifestyle. Another misconception that it's going to hurt, like the adjustment. I think it feels amazing. I mean, you can attest to that. I mean, you sleep like a baby that night. It's just like I always say it's like you're restarting your computer. You're just like pressing the restart button, and it just relaxes you. It calms you, helps digestion, helps you sleep better, everything. So that's one. I mean, it sounds loud and it can be kind of startling when you're listening to it or watching someone get treated, or sometimes when you're getting treated, especially your neck, it's louder because it's closer to your ears, but very safe. It's, again, it's just very manual, using your hands. Nothing's invasive about it. Yeah, I don't know. What about you? Do you have any questions about that, or misconceptions, or what did you think coming into chiropractic?
So I probably can't answer this question because I was like your guinea pig for a while. I remember that.
So was that that was your first time getting adjusted, seeing me?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. Other than, like, I know at Fisher, we had some chiropractors come in every once in a while in the training room and stuff. So I knew that there was like a huge benefit to doing it, especially that reset and just being proactive in helping prevent injuries from happening rather than treating them even. So I always kind of had that idea about it. And I mean, I see you for everything. I mean, you're basically my primary care physician. And then
I got one more misconception. Yeah. I get this a lot. Are you moving bones back into place? That's what people think when they get adjusted. And no, I'm not. You have to get like hit by a car to like move a bone back into place. Like I can't physically do that with my hands. Yeah. Been there, done that. So I'm really just resetting the neuromuscular system, which tight muscles and ligaments and tendons can pull bones, kind of misalign bones a little bit, but I'm not physically going in there and driving those back into place. I'm looking more for motion when I adjust, you know, what joints are restricted. Every joint in our body needs proper motion. And if it's not moving correctly, it starts to break down, just like our car. If we don't run our car all winter and try to start it up in the spring, it's not going to run right.
Yeah. So my next question, and this is probably my favorite question, is tell us some big projects that you're working on for your business. And I don't know if you can tell all of them yet, though. Maybe there's some I know that you don't want to share.
Yeah, with. No, all good. This is good. This is fun, by the way. I love getting interviewed. I'm all fired up right now. I feel like I just had a pot of coffee. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. So projects. So 2022, this will be launched. I don't know, February, March. So I got a product that my wife and I are inventing, and I'm not going to share too much about it, but I'm working with a prototype guy and we're getting this made, and I'm working with a patent attorney as well to work on a patent, which, I mean, I don't want to bore you to death with that, because that's a long process and there's a lot of steps to it. And I'm a brand new novice inventor, but I think it's cool. Like I always joke with my wife, like, we're inventors. Like, that's cool. Like, I think selfishly, I want to just get a patent so that, like, if I'm at a party, like at a happy hour, I can just say, yeah, I got a patent.
See, I'm not going to give it away what it is, but with the sport of triathlon growing so fast right now, and the professional triathlon organization and all these guys from all over the world and the things that I see them do and that they have, like, I think this product that you're talking about will be used or could be used by literally all of those triathletes.
I do too. I'm excited about it. I really am. There's just a lot of hoops to jump through. So currently I'm working with a prototype guy. We're trying to fine tune a working prototype, like a rough sketch. And then we'll clean up the design of it, the aesthetics and all that. And then we'll keep rolling with the patent. So yeah, I'm really excited about that. And shout out to my wife again. She's my business partner with that. And it's been a fun process. It's been a slow process because, again, it's just very, there's like one person for each thing. It's not like there's a one-stop shop when you make something. You got to get the prototype. You got to get the patent guy, the attorney for one thing.
A date, you think, where it'll all be buttoned up and ready to roll out?
And that's the next step. It's like, so once you make something, do you want to form it into a business and sell it? Or do you want to just go to a manufacturer and have them make it for you and sell it? And then, you know, hopefully if all goes as planned, they would give you a royalty every time they sell that. Or do you just want to go on Shark Tank and have fun and go talk to Mark Cuban?
I'll go with you and help. That'd be awesome.
So I don't know. I think best case scenario is I make this. I don't really want to form it into a business necessarily. And I just have somebody else kind of make it and sell it for me. But I don't know that process yet. I got to get more educated on that. But yeah, if August is planned, you know, hopefully you have a prototype.
I'll be a tester.
Yeah, hopefully you're a guinea pig. You're my guinea pig, my whole career.
It's all right.
Oh, by the way, I got a new adjustment I got to try on you. So you got to come over.
I'm on board for that. Absolutely.
I got to flick the back of your head while you press your eye and the tip of your tongue.
Yes. The reset.
The reset. What else do I got? I got a remote coaching service I'm forming too. So I'm trying to clean up this online. I mean, everyone's going online now, right? That's just, if we learned something from the pandemic, it's, you got to have some online services. It's only going to help your business moving forward. And that's, I think, what people want to. My field's tough because I'm very hands-on, very manual, and I'll never leave that. I mean, that's my bread and butter, but I'm going to clean up this online remote coaching service. That's going to, again, cover the four pillars of health. I'm going to be available like remote calls twice a month. I'll definitely have more details soon, and I'll be launching that on social media, my website. But just giving people from really all over the country to reach out if they want, just if they want help and they want like a doctor in their back pocket that can help them with their breathing, their sleep, their movement, their nutrition. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I didn't know that. That's exciting. Wow. Yeah. You could have patients anywhere really.
Yeah. Cool. I just got to fine tune the program itself. And then I want to make an ebook. So I want, like, if people sign up, I want them to get some value and content. So I'm definitely thinking I want to put together a little ebook, and then from there, you know, next steps into like a more formal program. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you got an exciting 2022 coming up, man. That's really cool. You're inspiring me to do something else. That's so cool.
I'm sure you got so many things planned. What do you have planned?
I'll go off on a tangent. You don't want to even get me started. That'll be another podcast.
That's funny.
But so with all these projects coming up and you starting a business just a few years ago, like, what could you share, like, for any like the entrepreneurial minded people out there listening, like, are some of the three things, I guess, that you learn from starting a business, or some of the struggles, goods, bads, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. I think the first thing and most important thing is you got to be willing to take a chance on yourself. And that was hard. That's the scariest part. That's the hardest part. Starting.
Risky. Especially if you have a family and a home and
but I would counter that with, it's only going to get harder. Like, there's never a good time to start a big project. There's never a good time to start a business. There's never a good time to even start a family, you could say. You know, like, you just got to obviously talk to your supporting cast, your spouse. You got to get on the same page and then just go for it. Now, with that, you could side hustle. You don't have to just burn the ships and just shut your other job down completely or move and just start over. You could be a little bit more strategic about it. But some people just, for me, it was like, let's just burn the ships. I'm just going to go for this. I'm not going to try to do it on the side. I'm just going to leave my current position and start my own. And I have no regrets. I think it was a great move. I've learned so much and grown so much. My skin has gotten thicker for sure. Just with, you learn so much being an entrepreneur, the rejection that you get sometimes. You're not going to win everybody over and you're not going to help everybody, and that's okay. But you start to figure out what your niche is. You start to figure out your target audience. You start to figure out what you're really good at and what makes you tick and come to work every day. So I think that's the biggest thing. Also, patience. I mean, it definitely doesn't happen overnight. And we're in that generation now where it's like, we want things done yesterday.
So you have two types of patience. Patience and patience.
Yes, there you go. I love it. I do. I not always with two young kids at home, but I try my best. Yeah, I think you got to have patience. You got to be consistent and disciplined each and every day. And you just got to continue. You're either growing or you're dying, basically. Is your business growing? Or is it, if it's plateauing, it's dying. It's not going anywhere. It's going backwards. So I try to have that in my head every day.
Like you just said the other day, a good quote I heard was, consistently good is greater than occasionally great.
Hmm.
And it's like what you just said, like that consistency, the patience, and, you know, having that entrepreneurial mind. That's
where'd you hear that from? I feel like I just heard that too.
It was actually a guy that I watch, Nick Bear. He's done Ironmans and stuff. He owns a supplement company, but he does like endurance sports too. So mm-hmm. he's like an entrepreneur, but he's also an endurance athlete. So it's for mm-hmm. me, I love listening to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a quote that one of his guests had said. I can't remember the name of the guy, but
that's a good one, man. I like that.
It was good. And so you got all these projects. Oops. Sorry. I interrupted you. Go ahead.
I'm interrupting you, dude. I'm sorry. I'm all jacked up. I got another one. So I think just balance, right? I mean, I could see how people make really good money going on their own, you know, starting their own business, like they're successful right on the outside, but they've been divorced three times, but their health is shot. But, you know, you look at them and they're just not healthy. I never want to be like that. Like, I, you got to take care of your relationships. You got to have a balance. You got to check yourself. You can't be working all the time, and you can't be, you know, sacrificing your relationship with your kids and missing all this stuff. I mean, you can, but you're going to look back with regret, and I don't want to have that. So I struggle with that sometimes, but I try to check myself, you know, at least every week, every month about, okay, have I spent time with my wife enough time? You know, do I got to do a date night? Do I got to get home earlier today, you know, and just spend more time with the kids and my wife, and my family. So I've learned that for sure. That's hard, but I've definitely learned that. That's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And being, you know, a business owner, being a doctor, an inventor, you know, how do you, how do you win the day, I guess? Like, how do you do all these things, and how do you break them down so every day you can move the needle and keep growing and keep helping people?
Yeah, great question. It starts in the morning. It really starts the night before. I try to get organized the night before. As simple as like picking up my clothes with what I'm going to wear for working out, which I don't really care what I work out in, but I organize it. I pick it out and I put it there next to my bed. And then I get up at 5:20 and I hit the ground running. So I'm not worried about that. It's not taking me an extra 5 minutes, or I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to work out now because I don't have my clothes picked out. It's done. I'm ready to go. I love the morning time. I like being the only one awake for like an hour when no one's awake. Everyone's sleeping. My girls are upstairs sleeping. I'm like the protector of the house. I love that time. And I like to just drink some black coffee, nice and slow, hot coffee, while I read a little bit. I read my Bible, and then I read whatever book I'm reading. I try to read about 10 pages, and then maybe I'll do a little bit of work, and then I'll dive right into a workout. And then it's 7 o'clock and I got to get ready for the day, and I got to go play with my girls a little bit, eat breakfast, and then I'm out the door. So it really starts the night before, and the morning is critical. And then I don't have the energy in the evening to do all that stuff. So I get that done in the morning, and then I just kind of hit the ground running the rest of the day. I need to be better about factoring in more break times, like a good solid lunch each day. I feel like I'm always eating in between patients because I'm too nice. I'm the peacemaker. I got to fit another patient in because they need help. They're hurting. But I've gotten better. My wife has really helped me with like blocking my time and like organizing my schedule better. I mean, if that's a skill, man, if you can organize your life and like, especially your daily schedule, like that's huge. You're just way more productive. Maybe you have one or two less meetings or less patients a day, but you are just like, you feel great when you're done. Like you feel like you accomplished the day, you won the day. And then I'll come home and have a good dinner with the family and put everybody down. And I always talk to my wife in the evening. We always have at least, you know, 15, 20 minutes to just sit down and just reflect from the day. And then usually at the last minute of that, I'm like passed out. And my wife's like, you didn't even hear me. And I said, yes, I did. I heard the first 9 minutes, but now I'm tired. Well,
You just said a lot. That was one day. You just described eight days. You do a lot every day. So you should be tired at night, right?
It's just intentional. Just be intentional, you know, and I love the morning time.
Yeah.
And I love my wife. I love my wife too.
You got me on the black coffee in the morning. Just
heck yeah, man. It's good stuff. And you're not breaking your fast. So if I don't work out, I'll get that black coffee going as a stimulant, and I'm just like revving. My body's like a furnace.
That's right. Yeah. I say that to people all the time, because quoting you from that, I say that all the time when I share the intermittent fasting message to other people. But so I guess to get back to like chiropractic and your business, like who's your target patient? And if there's someone out there listening that thinks that they might be a patient, how can they, you know, connect with you online or hear more about your business or schedule an appointment?
Yeah, great question. So this has changed over the years. When I was working over in Pittsburgh, it was the younger athlete. I think I said that before, you know, high school athlete, especially sometimes college, but the younger athlete. And I love to treat them. I do treat a lot of younger athletes, but when I opened up my own, I started to really resonate with my age people, you know, like the former college athlete in their 30s, maybe in their 40s. So like 30 to 50, I would say, active adult. So maybe they neglected their health for the last 10 years because they were in college. They got their first job. They started a family. Just their health took a backseat. So I really enjoy working with them. They want to golf on the weekends. They want to pick up their kids. They want to throw the ball in the backyard, and they can't. And they feel like they're 65 and they're only 30. I love that group of people because I get to serve as their coach, and I'm not fixing them. I'm just giving them the tools and empowering them to fix themselves and help themselves out and manage this issue, this injury, whatever's going on. And then it's so cool to see like the lights turn on for them and be like, wow, like, okay, like I'll break down an MRI for somebody, degenerative disc disease, it says. And they're just like, oh my gosh, I'm dying. And I'm like, no, you just have gray hairs of the spine. You have some gray hairs in your spine. That's what's going on. Like, who doesn't at this age, you know? But no one's taking the time to say that. And that's, words are so powerful. And I like to spend a lot of time with patients because then I can do that kind of stuff and build their trust. And then they're a customer that trusts me and they're going to refer everyone to me. And so that's kind of how I've chosen to build my business. But that age group, especially, I just really enjoy working with and seeing them kind of hit their goals and just soar.
Yeah. That's awesome. That was an awesome answer. Wow. So I know you have a patient coming up soon. So I got one more question for you. And I want to ask it because you asked me this question when we did our podcast. and that is, if you have a friend coming to the Rochester area that's never been here before, where would you take them and why?
You know what? I meant to think about this week and I didn't at all. So here we go. I'm going to take them to iHeart FLX store in Geneva.
That's in the finger.
Oh man. You know what? I really love like the Pittsburgh area, the canal. I love the canal down there. I love Aladdin's. I think I would go to Aladdin's first for like a nice, healthy, light meal. You don't feel like crap when you leave there. Everything's so fresh. I love the Mediterranean food.
Unless you eat a ton of baklava.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I'll avoid that. What do I like
which
there?
Which is really good.
The kebabs and all that. I don't know. They just have such great food. The salads are amazing there. And then we'll just go for a walk. We'll feed the ducks. You know, I'll be with my family. And that's awesome. And then we got to finish at Pittsburgh Dairy.
That's a cool place.
Pittsburgh Dairy is the best. Yeah. I mean, it's an experience.
There's always a lot. It's always packed. It's so good.
Yeah. So a little bit of outdoors, right? You're walking the canal, definitely some good food. And then, you know, Lock 32 is right there. Might as well stop there for a pint.
Yeah, you got to.
Maybe I'll start there. I'll start at Lock 32, a little happy hour. And then we'll go get some food.
You could even stroll down to the old campus.
I'm good.
Down the street.
had a good four years there. I'm good. I want to stay in the canal.
That was enough. Yeah.
Yeah, that was enough. But hey, I forgot to say where patients can reach me too. So my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Instagram, it's at Dr. Driscoll. I don't know if there's a period in there. I should know my own handle. Yeah, it is Dr.Driscoll. Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic. And then, yeah, my office line, 585-672-3870. You can text it, call it anytime. But I'm pretty active at Instagram. I really enjoy coming up with content. I got to give you a shout out, Gordy. You give me at least once a month, you'll give me one of my posts. And I got to give you credit for that. So thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'll just like read or see something that I think is interesting. And I don't know if it's interesting to you or not, but I always just figured I share it.
And they are. And usually they're simple little techniques that people should be doing, and they're free. Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Free, simple techniques. It's just like, who doesn't want more of those? And we have so much power around us that we can just tap into, but people just need to be informed and educated. And that's my job.
It's part of your mission. Simple health.
That's it, man.
Boom. Well, sweet. I think this podcast turned out great, dude. I was glad you asked me to come be the interviewer, whatever. And
what am I? Interviewee. Yeah. Did I talk too much? I definitely talked too much today.
No, that you were you answered every question really well. I think your listeners definitely learned something that they didn't know, or maybe they'll schedule an appointment now when they're hesitant before.
Yeah. So
I think it was awesome.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you for your time, and we should keep the video on this because you look like sophisticated, the glasses, the suit coat. You look good, man. You're an interviewer with that outfit.
I just got to look smart, man. I'll do whatever it takes.
Well, you're winning. Check that box. Well, thanks, Gordy. Thanks for your time, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Driscoll. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Gordy and I shared today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me. Go to my website, DriscollChiropracticNY.com. Read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@DriscollChiropracticNY.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.